Hi, Patrick here. And this week at the Sochi Olympics, the first week, it's been a great week for the Canadians. They picked up a bucket load of medals. Back home, there's been a surge of patriotism, maple leaves everywhere. But this is Canada. And so there's also been a little linguistic tiff. Here's my story for the big show. The Sun News Network has been described as Fox News North. Like Fox, it has its targets. It doesn't like big government. It doesn't much like Canada's promotion of the French language. And it really doesn't like the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the CBC, which every Canadian is watching right now because it's broadcasting the Sochi Olympics. On Monday night, the people at Sun News decided they would make some news. Host Brian Lilly brought onto his show linguistics expert Harley Sims to talk about how the CBC was pronouncing names, the names of medal winners, French names, like sisters Justine and Chloé Dufour-Lapointe. What Lilly and Sims didn't like was that CBC announcers were pronouncing those names in too French a way. Here they are with Sims speaking first.
It's so selective and arbitrary of what's politically correct and what isn't.
I'll stick with the way we pronounce the names in English, and I will still say congratulations to Justine and Chloé Dufour-Lapointe.
The two of them went on like that for several minutes. What they were doing was classic Canadian rhetoric. It's like playing the race card here in the U.S. or playing the class card in the U.K. If you want to start a political fight, or if you just want attention, you play the language card. Not surprisingly, word got out, and by the next day, it was the talk of the talk shows.
Should we be saying Charles Hamlin or Charles Hamelin, Justine Dufour-Lapointe or Justine Dufour-Lapointe?
I think it's the intention. If you really feel uncomfortable pronouncing it with this French accent, you feel pretentious, then don't do it. And I think that people will understand that, but don't make fun of people because of their last name. That's ridiculous.
The outrage grew. People called Sun News' Brian Lilly a redneck, mind-bogglingly stupid, and all kinds of other things I can't repeat. Much of the anger came from Canada's largely French-speaking province, Quebec. That proved all too much for Lilly. Okay, so this is when Canada's Sun News stopped sounding like America's Fox News.
I want to apologize to anyone that was offended by that. Well, no, that's a non-apology. I just want to apologize.
It turns out that some of Lilly's best friends are from Quebec. That includes his wife, he told his audience, and he has relatives who are native French speakers.
The Olympics are about the athletes, and our Canadian athletes have been doing a stellar job. The focus should be on the athletes and the sport that they're playing. It shouldn't be on dividing Canadians language by language and trying to set French against English. It's not what I intended. It is what happened, and therefore, I apologize.
Moral of the story? Don't play the language card during the Olympics, a time when Canadians of all stripes seem pretty happy about being Canadian. For the world, I'm Patrick Cox.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, "Oh, Canada." Kind of laughed it off. It's funny, huh?
If you're new to The World in Words and you want to hear more podcasts related to language, head over to pri.org/language. Or you can listen via your favorite podcast delivery service, iTunes, Stitcher, or the like. The World in Words is also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter. My handle on Twitter is Patrick Cox, P-A-T-R-I. COX. See you next time. From the greatest of lakes to the greenest of greens to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh, Canada, oh, you're no fan of us because the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off. That don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless you really gotta be. Humorous attitudes like kids in a hall. The Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's a great white north. I'm on the funniest actors. The fun of the joke with an abundance of laughter.